What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelier, and I'm joined on our phone line by, from Crescent City Sports, Renee Nato, who covers the prep scene here, LSU, Tulane, also the Saints. Renee, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Mike, it's always special when we get together, buddy.
Thanks so much, Renee. I'll ask you first about LSU, and you and I have talked about this before. I think one of the best rivalries in the SEC, and it doesn't get included in that all the time, but LSU Florida, man, memories from those games, man, where these two teams, they have a great dislike for one another. And God bless him, he's passed away now, but Joe LaBruzza told me this story when they played the first time in Florida. He says, man, I'm sitting on the bench and the upperclassmen are telling me, keep your helmet on. And he was like, what are you talking about? He said, man, just keep your helmet on when you play here in Florida. And he said, all of a sudden I hear ping and ping and ping. And he said, I look down and there's like about 3 pennies, 2 nickels and a quarter that people from the stands were throwing like small change at him. So, Don Schwab, who was with him also, Don passed away also. Don said, man, LaBruzza walked out of there with about $2 worth of change. But we kept our helmet on because he said, man, it was dangerous on that bench in Florida. And he said, man, it was a really tough game. But we think about that throughout the years, Jacob Hester and all those fourth down attempts. And I know even talking to Coach Orgeron, he's brought it up to me about memorable games. He said winning in the swamp, so hot, so humid, and just to hear that big chomp in the background. And he said, I gave it right back to him as I was hitting the tunnel. Man, that's been some great games between LSU Florida.
They really have, Mike. And, the overall series, 34-31-3, Florida kind of owns that advantage a little bit. But LSU is 19-17 in Tiger Stadium. I tell you what, I did a game, LSU-Florida, Jamarcus Russell in the waning seconds. I know you remember this game back in the early 2000.
Yeah.
And Jamarcus Russell hits Joseph Addai in a corner of the end zone in the last few seconds of the game, and it sucked the air out of the stadium in Florida. I tell you, you could hear – a pin drop in the stadium. Jamarcus Russell led him back with a big win to a touchdown pass to Joseph Addai. But, this is always a big game. And Billy Napier is his job on the line, Mike. After this game weekend, they played Miami, Texas, and Texas A&M. If LSU does a number on Florida, will they pull a plug on Billy Napier? But, it's going to be a big game. It's a game that LSU needs to prove something after Louisiana Tech And I think as you well know, that running game has not been up to snuff. I mean, they are dead last, Mike, in the SEC in rushing, averaging less than 4 yards per carry.
Yeah, it certainly looked totally different. And I think the injury to Braylon Moore really affected this team from game one to game two. And he's going through kind of a wild saga too, that, you know, first, you know, it was reported a high ankle sprain. Then it wasn't a high ankle sprain. Then he's practicing. I kind of got to believe it to see it, but with him not in the lineup, that's such a big difference. We saw DJ Chester really struggle last year at the center position. And then, you know, when Moore went out, DJ got put in. They didn't really run very well. They're not a real physical team up front. But I think without having Moore, that makes a big difference as far as I'm concerned, Renee.
And, you know, I'll tell you, a couple of guys that you're familiar with, Mike, they're going to have to deal with. Tariq Sapp is the defensive end, at probably a first-round pick next year. You know that better than anybody.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a load to handle. And also the linebackers, Jaden Robinson and Miles Graham, both top leading tacklers for Florida. So this is a Florida defense that's going to attack you. They're going to try to create something. And Garrett Nussmeier really has to justify maybe his Heisman candidacy. He's only got two touchdown passes and one interception. But, you know, he hasn't had the type of season thus far that we thought he would have, you know, starting off. I know LSU's 2-0, but really, I guess this would be a game that could maybe showcase what the offense can do. I tell you, I think LSU's offense may be lost without the Swiss Army knife, Xavion Thomas, who's 80 yards rushing, 54 yards receiving. And Barrion Brown, Mike, has had a really, really good season with a catch and 119 yards receiving. So those two guys have really stepped up and really picked up maybe where the LSU offense is really kind of lacking.
You stole my thunder on that Xavion Thomas, because that's what I was going to ask you next about, in the fact that we saw him as a receiver return man, but him being used in the backfield, man, he's got some scoot. And what I see with him, his eyes are always up the field. A lot of times you see runners with the ball in their hands, they looking down. Not him. He's got his eyes up the field, and man, he finds that little crease, and he got some giddy up in the step.
He really does. And, Mike, I guess you and I have been friends for too long. We think a lot alike. But, you know, the thing is that Xavion Thomas, maybe a 4-4 kind of guy, and he's going to really be a value in the next level on Sundays, because he can do so many things for an NFL team as a receiver, a return guy, and a runner. So he's really going to have a lot of value when draft day comes.
We'll throw it to Tulane because I'm sort of running out of time quickly here. But, man, big game this week. And, you know, all the talk's going to be about Mensa coming back and playing against his old team. And, you know, he knows the defense, but they know him. You know what this is all about, too? It takes a little bit of pressure off. Jake Ratzlaff. You know, okay, y'all want to put all that on Mensa, that's fine. I would not be surprised if it's a big game for Jake.
Yeah, you know, he's the leading passer and the leading rusher. He's got 177 yards on the ground and a pair of touchdowns. But the thing about Tulane, Mike, is they kind of a hurry-up offense, 73 plays a game. Duke only runs 61 plays a game. 34 of those are passes. But you mentioned Mensa. He is the leading passer in the ACC. And if you think of guys like Clay Kubnick, Tommy Castellanos, Kevin Jennings, Carson Beck, and Eli Hosting, you're thinking of those guys in that conference. And he is the number one passer, 723 yards, 73% passing. He's the fifteenth leading passer in the country. So Mensa is going to be a load.
This is why we waited that long off season for, to see games like this in a weekend where Duke with Mensa plays against Tulane, LSU, Florida. Man, it was a long wait, but I think it'll be an exciting weekend of football in college football right here in Louisiana.
Well, I tell you what, the Tulane don't have the stars they had last year, Makai Hughes and Alex Bowman. But it's more of a team effort this year, and I think John Summerall's done a great job, Mike.
Renee, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Always appreciate when you come on with me, brother. Appreciate it.
Mike, you have a great afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you. Renee Nato from Crescent City Sports. We're going to come back and finish it off here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.